What's up, guys? Welcome to the Cooler Conversations podcast, the audio culmination of cool stories and the coolest people. I'm your host, Tyler Smiley. If you're new to the podcast, I'd like to welcome you. If you're not so new, then obviously welcome back. And if I'm welcoming you back, I just want to say a big thank you for being a consistent listener of the podcast. If you haven't already, I do ask that you please leave a review and hit us up on the social media pages and let me know what you think of the show. Before we jump into the episode, I'd like to take one or two things. I'd like to take a moment to thank our sponsors, the two local sponsors that we have for today's episode. The second thing is I have to pose a question. We have a pretty consistent group of y'all that are listening to the pod, so I want to pose one big question to you. What are y'all's thoughts on merch? Do you want to listen to the podcast and be wearing a podcast shirt from Cooler Conversations? Do you want any kind of merchandise, whether it be a mug or whatnot? I'm seriously thinking about doing merch for the pod. Just want to do something cool, something fun, especially for those who are listening. Maybe even do a giveaway. I think that would be awesome too. So if you have a chance, leave the review, and you can even put in the review, yeah, I want a shirt, duh. Or you can send me a message on Instagram, Facebook, everywhere that you can find Cooler Conversations. All right, let's jump into today's local sponsors. First and foremost, we have Cardinal Chiropractic and Sports Recovery, based in Burlington, North Carolina. Dr. Andy specializes in helping runners, CrossFitters, and anyone else who loves a fitness lifestyle feel better, move better, and have more energy. He's actually helped a few of my close friends with some of their aches and pains as well, and listeners of this podcast can get 15% off a dry needling package if they mention this podcast by name. So if you want to feel your best, please check him out on Instagram at Cardinal Chiro Sports, on Facebook at Cardinal Chiro Sports, and his website, cardinalchirosports.com. So if you're in the Burlington area, Burlington, North Carolina area, I want you to walk into his shop, say, "Hey, Dr. Andy, I've been listening to the Cooler Conversations podcast," and Dr. Andy will say, "Oh, that's awesome. Here is a 15% off a dry needling package." That's it. That's all you got to do. If you're not into the area, you got to check out his Instagram and his website. Even his newsletter, he's got a lot of cool information, especially in order to stay limber and loose and healthy in these times. Second sponsor of the day is Alamance Caffee Works. AKW is all about connecting through coffee, offering coffees from all the major producing regions to making local connections. AKW wants you to enjoy coffee with other people. Speaking about local connections, AKW has their own little Converge coffee bar that is their retail space based here in Burlington, North Carolina. And what makes AKW and Converge unique is that they do three things well. They roast their own coffee, value creativity in creating amazing seasonal offerings while staying true to the coffee, and building relationships with people and local businesses. As a super added bonus of the show, listeners of this podcast will receive 25% off their purchase at checkout when they use promo code COOLER, that is COOLER, at their website, akwcoffee.com. If you forget the promo code, which is super easy to remember, you can go to akwcoffee.com. I believe at the very top it'll say, use the promo code in Cooler Conversations, and maybe that'll remind you. So again, that is a 25% off at checkout on any of their coffees, any of the merch, any of the stuff that they got. You just go to checkout, use Cooler as their promo code at akwcoffee.com. It's super awesome. I love their coffee. I'd probably drink it right before the show every single time. Thank you to both of them. Links to both of them will be in the description. And without further ado, let's jump into the podcast. Welcome to the Cooler Conversations podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Smiley. Today, we are joined by another guest who's been on the show before. He's an up-and-coming hip-hop artist that you absolutely do not want to miss out on. He's a North Carolina boy, and he's ready to share some solid knowledge. This is Dap YP, and we're talking about everything from chasing sunsets all the way to Gone to some bullshit that we can discuss today.
Yeah, what's up, Dap? Yeah, what's going on, y'all? What's going on?
Dap, thanks again for being on the pod again.
Thank you for having me here, man.
One thing I want to ask is, how's your neighbor doing? Did you blow away his wife?
I don't know. I haven't seen them since the incident, but I have continued to partake in my burning of my herbal incense.
I felt bad for him, man. I wanted to get him some aloe for some burns. Like, yeah. What's up with this guy?
I don't know what his problem is. I just think, I don't know. I don't honestly, I have no idea.
So he just doesn't like marijuana. That's his problem.
I think he just...
Wait a minute. Claims. This is North Carolina. No one likes marijuana. We are not in Colorado.
No. They like it. They just don't want to admit they like it.
Ah, there it is. Yeah, I saw you ripping on this guy, and I was like, dude.
I was giving him one for sure. I needed to vent. I needed to get that out because every time I see him, he has this ugly-ass look on his face. And I know he was the one who complained because he always gives me this ugly look. And when his wife is waving, he has this really twisted up, ugly ass look on his face. Like, bro, what's your problem?
What's the situation, man? Do you just like you walk in his house? Like, what are you doing?
I don't know. I don't know what the situation is. You know, I don't think I didn't know there was a situation.
Please tell me he sits in a rocking chair all day.
He's not even old. He's like
what?
In his 30s, maybe 40s.
Oh, my God. Yeah, these people.
I know. I'm just like, what's your problem, dude?
Like, maybe he doesn't like Puma. That's what his problem is.
Well, he's going to have to get over that because everybody, shout out to everybody over there at Puma. I love y'all.
I was going
to
say, you're rocking some Pumas today. Yeah. The shirt's not Puma.
No, not the shirt. Not the shirt today. But yeah, I have on these Puma Helly Hansen collab that they just came out with. They actually just came out with these.
What's your attraction to Puma? What's with that?
I like what the brand stands for. It's about empowering people and performing at your highest level. Mm. And I kind of, even before I knew that, I've kind of always believed in, you know, performing at my highest potential and, you know, empowering other people, motivating other people. So it's went hand in hand.
So is it, they're a soccer brand, right?
Yeah, they are soccer. Well, they're sports in general, but yeah. Yeah. You know, soccer, they do, they're big in soccer, big in like cars, race cars and things like that, yeah.
Because most of the time, I had a pair of Pumas back in the day, and people make fun of them. They were all white. They had a black streak. It's that normal black streak classics, on them. They were always dirty, but I played soccer with them all the time, like indoor soccer with them. So that's when I ever think of Pumas. I think of like my middle school days. Why are you trying to bring them back?
Why am I trying? Well, I don't think I'm necessarily bringing them back. I think they're here. I just like to sport them. You know what I mean? I think that they go perfect with my brand and what I stand for, and everything I like to do is with intention. So I know they have that intention with their brand. I have intentions with my brand and things that I do. So I felt like it was only right, you know?
What was your shoe look like if they were like, this is the Dap?
Oh, man. I don't want to... I do have...
This is media, man.
Yeah. I do have ideas that I plan on sitting down with them one day and sharing and seeing how we can actually manufacture that exact shoe.
Okay. Yeah. So you got the sketches and everything.
I have somebody working on the sketches.
Holy shit. Okay.
Yeah.
I always thought I was just bullshitting here. That's awesome.
No. Yeah, I'm always working on something.
Give me a color. Give me a color.
Oh, I want to have a bunch of different colorways. Oh, okay. Yeah, a bunch of different. But the first one that we roll out, I'm gonna just put it out there in the universe and let God do the rest. But the first color we're gonna roll out is gonna be classic white. You know,
yeah,
that's just imperative. You know, everybody likes a white shoe.
Absolutely. All right. So obviously, it's been a couple months since you've been on the show. I think it was episode like 93. We're in the 120s now, which is insane.
Out there.
But you know, it's been a couple months. What is Chasing Sunset? What's been the reaction to that?
Man, it's been great. You know, as you know, you pulled up to the event that we had, the release party event at Powercade. Shout out to my friends over there at Powercade. That event was amazing. So many people came out. They had one of the best Fridays that they've ever had, which made me feel great because I haven't been here and been out like that in North Carolina since I left. So that was great. The music video, I put it out. We shot it in downtown Graham where all the nonsense is going. I kind of just wanted to prove a point that, you know, just because there is negative energy there doesn't mean that we have to let it control us or hinder us from doing the things that we want to do down there. There still are some businesses down there that, you know, just have really good people that need support, you know, regardless of whatever's going on. So that's my stance on it. And that music video has garnered over 16,000 views now on YouTube. So yeah, Chase the Sunsets is great. There was another, actually I haven't even been over here yet, but I gotta go. There's a juice bar, a fitness nutrition type of bar, in Burlington that actually created a tea or a juice and named it Chasing Sunsets. And I haven't even met them. Yeah, so I have to go over there. I have to go over there and talk to them. But I'm glad that people are resonating with this.
Oh, so they did it after after the video came out.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So, you know, it's really dope. It's really dope to see that it's influenced people. I've had people hit me up and say, man, like, you know, this is motivating. Like, to see you come up with this. You know, I have friends in Miami who hit me up and were, like, super blown away by the quality of everything that I was doing. And so, you know, it's really motivating to me. You know, I put it out to motivate people, and seeing them that they are motivating is motivating myself, or inspired, is inspiring me. So, yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. So then, like, what are you going to do with that motivation? Like, you got to have something cooking up besides shoes.
I'm working on a million things. You know, me and Mello are always locked in, working on new music. I'm going to say it here on the podcast. I have a new song dropping very, very, very soon, in June. I'm not going to say the exact date yet, but in June. It's featuring the wonderful, very talented Bianca Jade. It's an awesome song, she also has a song that she's releasing in June that I co-wrote on while we were in New York. So. Yeah. Big month for me musically in June, and a couple other things. I'm not ready to talk on this, but when that
this podcast is over,
no. But this is a whole different business endeavor that I'm taking on with Mello. So when we get to the point where we're ready to let the world know that this is coming, we are both going to come and sit down with Cooler Conversations and talk. I'm not going to give too many hints at what it is, but it's around weed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So now I'm starting to feel like the Breakfast Club here.
I like it. Let's go.
I am Charlemagne. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Roast me. You got to give it to me.
So, you know, kind of going off of the musical, and then you don't want to give any of the insights. But so did you expect all of this admiration coming from Alamance County for you? I know you're honestly coming from Brooklyn, you're coming from Miami.
Yeah, man, listen, you know, Alamance County is the hometown. I was born and raised here, and I know I get love here. I know there's a lot of people that, you know, show me love silently, you know, when I've been gone, and I know that they listen. I see the numbers. But it felt really good to see it in person. I'm not going to sit here and lie and say, yeah, I had these expectations that the world was going to come out. I did not. I wasn't expecting anything, honestly. I was just like, you know, I'm giving it. I'm going to put it out there. The people, whoever comes, it's meant for them. Mm-hmm. I'm meant to connect with them. I'm meant for them to see it. I'm meant for them to hear it. So when the amount of people came that did come, and some people that I've never met before in my life, that some of them went to Elon College and, you know, it's really special, you know. It's like, all right, like, I'm on the right track. I can't stop now, because now I definitely know that I have people here that are looking at me and they're inspired, and yeah. So,
is that the name of the next song? I can't stop now.
No,
that's
no.
The hint.
No. It's not. It's not called It Can't Stop Now. It's actually, I'll give you the name.
Can It Be Us? Cannabis.
Can It Be Us? That's pretty clever. That's pretty clever. Nah, it's the next song is called WYD4, and it's short, or it's an acronym for what would you do for?
Ooh, okay.
Yep.
All right, and that's all we're gonna get, folks, before this thing is released. Well, cool. One of the other things I want to talk about, because obviously I'm super intrigued by the mind behind a creative, and you know, recently I posted that I was reading Sapiens. So, like, what do you read? Like, what do you obtain?
Oh man, I'm reading all the time, man. That's something that I actually pride myself in. Is I've always been a bit of a bookworm. I get that from my mom. Honestly, she reads a lot. But I like everything. I like fiction books. I like mystery thrillers. But I also do like books that inform me on things. What I'm currently reading is a book by Jonah Berger called Contagious.
Okay.
And it's really about, you know, word of mouth, how to get things viral. Not necessarily viral, but how companies and products end up becoming these mm-hmm. huge things by word of mouth.
So. When was that? That sounds familiar. When was that written?
That book has been out for quite some time. I know he's went back and like quote unquote remastered it and edited some things, mm-hmm. I think, and re-released it. But it's been out for quite some time.
Have you read Tipping Point by Malcolm Gladwell?
So that Contagious is actually inspired by Tipping Point.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Which was pretty cool.
That's always super insane that because I read that and you don't realize how much word of mouth really does play. Like we have these phones, we have these computers, we think that we can just get on some social media.
Everything. So, all right, I'm gonna give game right now to everybody who has any type of business. If you're a music person and you're listening to this, yo, online digital marketing, yes, it's amazing, but there is nothing like guerrilla marketing, grassroots marketing, going in the streets, talking to people, touching their hands, mm-hmm. letting them see you. And the thing is like, for me, for example, for DapYP, DapYP is a brand, it's a company. So when I go out, and I'm the face of this company,
yeah,
you know, and I want people to see me, touch me, you know, not in a negative way, but or a positive way, nice. However you look at it. But you know, I want to, you know, make some sort of contact with them so they know, all right, well, this is who DapYP is. Mm-hmm. I like him, so I'm going to like everything that he does, you know. And that's kind of the reason why people support Puma. Like I said, you know, I support Puma because of who they are and what they stand for. So no matter what, somebody might think this shoe is ugly, but I'm going to wear it because it's Puma and I like it, you know.
Yeah.
So it's the same kind of thing I approach my music with and my endeavors.
Okay. So then, you can take that multiple ways. Where do you find the time? Because I imagine, like, because, you know, me and you both know the guerrilla warfare concept, it works 100% of the time if you put in the time.
You got to put in the time.
When do you have time?
Well, I don't sleep.
Yeah, Jesus.
I have to keep glasses on so you don't see these circles in my eyes. No, you know, it's just really finding time to make time, honestly. I always figure out ways to get out and mm-hmm. and get in contact and see people and, you know, do what I do. I'm not to be braggadocious, but I'm kind of a charming guy. So, even if I go somewhere, there's always at least one person in the room that's going to approach me and talk to me, whether it's the crazy stuff I'm wearing or,
yeah.
or you know, just...
I like those shoes.
Thank you. Or just my energy in general, you know, and I'm not like a tough person to talk to. I'm like super easy to talk to. So
I saw that. It was very, I saw that in person when we were at the music video release.
Yeah.
Because there was some, I'll be okay to say it. There were some sketch people there.
Yeah.
I don't think they knew. Like they were just people walking in.
Yeah.
And you were social butterfly, 100%.
Yeah, man. I mean, I got, you know, I have some supporters that
I want to paraphrase. Your people were not sketch. I want to paraphrase that. Not the people that you invited. There was some people, I don't know where they came from.
Honestly, like, I wouldn't even be surprised if it was people that came and seen and they actually listened to the music, man. Because, you know, not everybody's going to be our perception of normal.
Correct.
You know, so I just embrace everybody as it is. You know, the mindset of a billionaire is you treat the janitor just like you treat your mm-hmm. billionaire buddies, man. And that's kind of how I approach everybody. It's like, I'm no better than you. You know, you might be on another wave than I am, but mm-hmm. you know, that's unique. That's what makes you you. So
100%. So you're reading, was it? It wasn't the Tipping Point. I'm sorry.
Contagious by Jonah Berger.
What else are you like? Where do you get more information from reading more fiction, or do you get more from like the? Because I get inspired from reading some fiction stories.
I get really inspired by fiction. Yeah, for sure. I think a lot of my visual creativity And some of my writing comes from, you know, fictitious movies and books and things like that. Knowledge, too. You can, you know, excuse me. you know, not a lot of, I mean, just because it's fictitious mm-hmm. doesn't mean that everything in the book is fiction. You know, there's a lot of knowledgeable things you can learn in a book that's fiction. But I listen to a lot of podcasts. I love Joe Rogan's podcast. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know who Robert Kiyosaki is, but
The Rich Dad Poor Dad.
Yeah. So I listen to a lot of his stuff, and you know, I think he's a really brilliant man.
Well, yeah, he's making you buy his board games. Super brilliant.
Yeah, well, I haven't bought the board games, but I see what he's doing. You know.
You, in order to learn, you have to buy this $50 board game.
Yeah, hey man, he's hustling.
That's what I'm saying. That's awesome. So, so you're reading some good stuff. Do you have any other, like, what? How do you take in content? Are you on your phone a lot? How does that go?
I'm on my phone when I need to be on my phone, and like sometimes when I quote unquote need to be on my phone, I'll come across something that you know, catches my attention, mm-hmm. and I'll read, and I'll just go down the rabbit hole of researching what it is. I do like to read. I'm a huge researcher.
Yeah.
But you know, I find I'm just, man, I'm a strange guy, man. Like, you know, like I actually relate to Elon Musk and Kanye West a lot because you know, just by their personality and the way they are, I can tell that their mind doesn't stop, mm-hmm. and mine doesn't either. I like to lay in the bed at, well, do I like it? I don't know, but sometimes I can't help it, where I'll just laying in the bed and it's like 2 a.m. and mm-hmm. then I'm thinking about like the most craziest things, like, you know, like I don't even know where to start.
Do you consider yourself a polymath?
Whoa, what's that? See, now I'm gonna have to go.
There you go. A polymath is someone who's good at many different things, as in, like, so like Benjamin Franklin was a famous polymath. He was a scribe, he was an inventor, he had all these things that he was actually 100% proficient at.
Yeah, I'm probably that. Okay. I'm definitely probably a polymath.
So other than music, what are you excellent? I don't even want to say excellent, you don't have to be excellent. What do you strive towards?
What do I strive towards? I just strive to be great. I just strive to be better than the person I was yesterday, and figure out ways that I can enhance life.
So the biggest enemy in your life is yourself.
It's myself. Yes, absolutely.
That's 100%. That's awesome. So then, all right. So you did the Coming From the Bottom. That was, you know, that music video is at 16K. What other? This is what I find interesting, because it seems like you're making huge staple, and we've talked about this, building Burlington up, because I think this place, I think North Carolina is about to pop off.
I'm 1,000%. This is one of those things that kept me up at night when I was mm-hmm. in Brooklyn, and I'm like, all right, I have to get down there now. Like, now is the time to get here and do what I need to do and talk to people and really push, you know, people down here. And
what do you think? What do you think people aren't seeing that we see?
Oh man, see. When I was here, when I first lived here, I didn't live on this side of Burlington. Okay. I barely ever came to this side of Burlington. I lived on the other side of Burlington. I lived in a trailer park, you know, like growing up, and where I, you know, I used to hang out on the other side of Burlington more
towards
so,
like
Graham Hopedale, yeah. Like, okay. You know, a lot of my friends are over there. So my mentality was kind of only that section of the world, literally. So, you know, of course everybody goes through stuff. I went through some, you know, some stuff over there on that side, and you know, it made me have such a negative mindset on this place. I'm like, you know, I was yearning to grow, and there was no growth. I didn't see it.
Mm-hmm.
So I left, and I had to see other parts of the world, you know, and travel and, you know, experience different cultures and things like that. And, you know, when I started looking back and seeing different things like coffee shops and stuff that were popping up, I'm like, the fuck's a coffee shop doing?
Yeah.
That? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, so, there was a yoga studio that I was really interested. Like, when I came to visit, I went to this yoga studio and they were selling CBD inside. And I was like, what? This is crazy. Like, I can't believe this is going on. And I met some, you know, hipster people from around there. And I'm like, damn, we got hipsters here? When the hell did that happen? You know, like, so when I seen that, I was like, oh, a market is growing here. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a market. And, you know, me being a local, I don't like to call myself local. Me being a native from mm-hmm. the area, and my, you know, already having people here that already kind of follow me and support what I do, I can come in and tap in with this market that wants to buy things. They want mm-hmm. to hear music. They want to go to shows. They want to experience new things mm-hmm. that they've just never seen before. And I think that North Carolina, my town in particular, has like this southern charm to it. It's not too southern where it's unbearable, but it's
Ashburn.
It has a charm to it, you know. So I was like, let me come back and just, you know, see what I can tap into.
Absolutely. I find it super interesting because if you look at just geographically, you know, where we are, you're 3 hours from the ocean, 3 hours from the mountains. That's typically where everyone goes, oh, this is perfect. But then you got freaking Hollywood's moving into Atlanta. That's less than 5 hours away.
And believe it or not, actually, a lot of movies are made here in like North Wilmington. Carolina.
Yeah. So you have that. Then you have Apple jumping over into the triangle.
Google.
Everything's because, so I've always said this, I-40, 85 is going to become a new bloodline of Silicon Valley.
Absolutely.
And so I look at, you know, us local creators, you know, I see people, you know, people who have been here and they're like, oh, I hate this place. I'm like, y'all need to invest now.
Yeah, well,
time, energy.
It's so, you know, investing was never a conversation or something I was thinking about. I never heard that from the OGs. You know, I never heard that from anybody around here really that was older than me or my age when I was here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in conversation or anything like that. So I know that a lot of people who are local here, they're not thinking about it because they don't know too much about what that even means, you know, or where to even begin or who to ask and who to talk to about it. I didn't learn anything about that really till I got down to Miami. But what they're missing is, and they're going to be mad about this, but gentrification is going to be happening
mm-hmm.
in a lot of places. And it's going to anger them for sure. But, you know, the best way I think, because you can't stop that. No. That's a whole type of giant that's coming.
Yeah.
And, you know, my mindset on it is you can be mad and get pushed out of where you are familiar with, your home and things like that. Or you can get ahead of the curve and Google what it means mm-hmm. to take advantage of that moment, you know, investing, you know, so.
Well, let's see. It's investing. It's doing these, you know, guerrilla projects, getting with the people on the ground floor.
Talk to people. Talk to them. You know, stop. You have to stop this. I'm actually, like, I've always been the type of person to go against the grain. I don't like to follow anybody except for my own thing. So when I start seeing things that trend or movements that go, I make people mad. You know, I got people who disagree. Sometimes I feel like me and Kanye would probably be really have some amazing conversation.
Mm-hmm. Well, the guy's a genius.
He is. But you know, the separation that and the divide that we do see right now in this area in particular is only harmful.
Yeah.
Because it closes people off from networking.
Yeah.
You know, you never know who's on the other side that believes in certain things, but they have their hand in something that you might, you know,
mm-hmm.
want to get your hand in.
Yeah.
So, you know, the thing that made life great at one point is that we didn't care. We didn't care what anyone thought. Mm-hmm. You know, we were like, well, this is what makes somebody, this is what makes you you, this is what makes me me. We don't have to agree on it, but, mm-hmm. you know, it is what it is. You know, and I'm just the opposite of that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, hey, man. Oh, well, I'm not the opposite of what I just said, but yeah. I'm the opposite of the divide. I'm the opposite of arguing with people and things like that. I ain't got time for that. You know, I'm trying to create something that'll last years beyond my lifespan.
Absolutely.
And, well, I'm not trying. I'm going to do it. But,
yeah.
You know, I do my best to kind of convey this message to people, like, you know, if you want change, you want difference, embrace those around you that are different, you know.
100%. You, this was a quote I got from Sapiens. This is an abridged, but it's essentially discord is the lubrication for progress.
Absolutely.
And it's, you have to have those differences in order to progress, because you have essentially those differences are your blind spots.
They're the blind spots, and you want to see those.
100%.
You want to see them. You want to know what they think. You want to know. And they, just because they have a different mindset and they doesn't mean they don't have brilliant ideas themselves. Mm-hmm. You know, you might look at them and be like, oh, they're ignorant for thinking the way they think. And maybe that's true. Mm-hmm. But there's something else that they know that they're very familiar with that you're ignorant about. You know what I'm saying? 100%. And like, so I, like I said, I'm about bettering myself, and I don't believe in, you know, I think I hate to sound so boastful, but, you know, it comes off boastful to other people, but it's not boastful to me because I embrace who I am and what I am.
It's confidence.
Yeah. You know, and I, you know, this has nothing to do with religion. This is just spirituality in general. But I walk with God, and I believe that essence and that power is within myself, and I move with love and mm-hmm. And the frequency of love. And that, you know, it all comes, creation comes from that frequency, and, you know, networking and people and inspiration. There's so many things that comes from that frequency. So I embrace that. I don't look at some, I did at one, but I'm not perfect. At one point I did, you know, see other people who disagreed with my values and my beliefs as, you know, in a negative manner, but not anymore. Mm-hmm. I embrace them, and, I find the similarities, and then I stick to those things.
Yeah.
And I talk, you know, I talk, and I learn to love my neighbor, man. That's what it means to love your neighbor.
Except your real neighbor.
Yeah. Well, you know, we have our differences for sure. I'm going to keep blowing down. He's just going to have to get over that. I'm not going to be there too much longer. My house is almost done being built. You can kiss my ass.
That's hilarious.
I'll still smack you. You know, if we got too many differences.
I'll beat you.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
With love. I'll do it with love.
So you're building, obviously, you talking about network and everything. This is what I find interesting is, and I find a lot of things interesting, but you have a lot of things going on. You're in the studio making music, you're doing all these things. You know, for a lot of people, you know, even me doing this podcast, it takes a lot of people to take that step, a lot of energy to take that step.
It takes all the energy, man.
What do you tell to people? Because people in this community, before they ride that wave of, you know, gentrification or getting on board when things start going, they got to take that step. So, like, what's that message?
To take that step? Oh, shoot, man. Just do it, man. Jump off the motherfucker. Like, just jump off the cliff. Jump off the, you know, yeah. Walk by faith, not by sight, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, if the idea is presented to your being, then you're meant to do it.
Yeah.
You were chosen to do it. You know what I'm saying? And if you neglect to give it any energy, then you failing yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't have no fear. Excuse me. I'm drinking out of a straw and they just keep.
And for anyone that wants to know that god-awful sound in the background. We're in a coffee shop, so give me a break.
No, I like this room. This is cool.
The room's great.
Yeah.
But when they're trying to make money out there, I don't like this.
Yeah, you know, just taking that step, that first step. The first step is always the hardest. Mm-hmm. After that, you just run.
What was your first step?
My first step, man, shit. You know, It was, you know, I had to hit rock bottom, to be honest with you, with a lot of things. And I just finally got fed up and was, I had never been to Florida before in my life. I was so scared. But, you know, I just booked the damn ticket. I just booked the ticket. And then I, you know, I stressed out about it all the way up until I left. And then when I got there, I was like, damn, I did it. And like, you know, coming from, I know people who aren't from a small town and, you know, stuff like that. You look at it, it's like, oh, it's nothing but a trip, you know. But for me, it was just, I'm telling you, I'm from a small town. My mindset was small town, you know. Like I said, I've never been to Florida before in my life. I just seen it on TV. You know, when that plane finally landed, I was like, holy shit, I did it. Like, and then everything after that was, oh, I'm gonna do this. And then I did it. I'm like, oh shit, I did it again. Like, you know, and just keep going.
So you were in Burlington going to Florida first?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. I went, I went to Florida. I moved to West Palm Beach. See, me being ignorant, I thought West Palm Beach was Miami. I thought whole shit was Miami, but no, West Palm is an hour away. So I got to West Palm. I started hustling because I'm like, damn, I moved to the wrong spot. Like, so I started working crazy too. I mean, I was working at LA Fitness and helping a friend out build his company. He built a treatment center for recovering addicts, and you know, we did that. And I worked at this restaurant called Rocco's Tacos, making guacamole. I mean, I would put in 16, 17 hour days, but that's how bad I wanted it. Yeah. You know, like I hear people complaining all the time, like, oh, we got to work 40 hours a week and la, 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 la. We don't need to be. Mm-hmm. Yo, if you know,
if you want it, go get it.
If you want it, you're going to do what you got to do to have it, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know a lot of people, the cool thing right now is to talk crap about billionaires and millionaires and stuff, but. And you're like, oh, well, they're not paying their employees enough. And I'm going to tell you, man, their employees are working 35, 40 hours a week, and they're working 120 hours a week.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you think they're at home just collecting a check, and that's the furthest from true.
100%.
So, yeah, I put in the hours, man, 10,000 hours.
You know, that's another Malcolm Gladwell.
Boom.
That's awesome.
I like to read.
So you got to read. You got everything. You're talking about hustle culture.
Yeah.
This is why I find I don't want to say it. I was about to say it. I find this so interesting. The hustle culture is kind of cancerous now.
Oh, do explain. Yeah.
So everyone's trying to be a hustler. And this is what I find crazy is everyone is trying to be an entrepreneur when entrepreneurs are cool.
Yeah. Right?
They want to say that they – I say this because I used to be it.
Okay.
Until I realized. So I used to own a company called Team Smiley Apparel. We pretty good stuff around here. We would help with the, you know, we'd help with like a triathlon or triathlons and other things. And we would, you know, donate time and money. But at the center of it, it was a little bit of ego. I mean, the thing is named after me.
Yeah. I'm going to be honest. You need a little ego to do this stuff.
But at some point, talking about business itself, are you doing anything? So the whole idea of like big business, right?
Right.
You talk about this was in the book Sapiens. Big business always survived because it helps out the majority of people.
Yes. Yes.
A lot of people aren't doing that.
But okay. Now, with what you just said, this is why I say I don't hate people like Jeff Bezos.
Yeah.
And Amazon, because the reality is, yeah, he's a billionaire and people hate it, blah blah blah. But you have to think about the amount of people he's able to employ, the amount of people who are able to go home and feed their families, feed themselves, do what they want, you know, within their means, of course. They're able to do it because he can employ them.
Correct.
Thousands of people. You know, if that goes away, you know that you're talking about so many people losing jobs. Like, 100%. You don't want to do that, you know?
And that's what I hate about hustle culture is the idea that you are going to take down the big business because it's bad.
No, don't.
Yeah.
there's nothing wrong with having healthy competition, and you know, if you want to compete with these people and you know, you want to do good, but stop. You can't focus on, like, if you're too busy looking at them, you'll never be able to accomplish the things that you need. That's like me comparing myself to Jay. Well, I like to be inspired by Jay-Z, mm-hmm. but it's like me looking at Jay-Z and saying, well, I'm going to get big to take this guy out. You know, he'll never be me, you know, like yeah. type thing. I don't do that, you know, because it's, I'm not here to do that. I'm here to leave my mark. You yeah. know, I don't want to think about the mark he's left and the things he's done as a negative way or hindering me. It's like, nah, I'm going to do what I got to do. I'm going to employ thousands of people myself. And, you know, whatever I think in life on a humanitarian side or whatever that I feel like is neglected in the world, you know, I'm going to see what I can personally do to Absolutely. Better those situations instead of complaining about somebody else who may or may not be mm-hmm. helping this situation.
Have you had situations where people, they just don't want to fuck with you because you're competition?
Yeah. yeah. On a music level. Yeah.
Why is that?
You know, I just see it as themselves maybe not understanding their value and them being confident in themselves. A lot of people are actually intimidated or envious of my confidence level. And that's fun. You know, I just see it as maybe they haven't discovered theirs yet. But, mm-hmm. you know, like I said, I mean, it's joking, but it's not. Like, sometimes I feel like I walk in godly form amongst the mortal men, you know, like, mm-hmm. and that's just how I think, you know, like, I know that's probably, people are going to listen to that and be like, yo, this guy's got a God complex. like,
Yeezy too.
I just like to think of myself like that. You know, I'm a studious person.
Well, it's your thought process is nothing new because it's like you're an individualist.
Yeah.
In some capacity.
Yeah.
Because the better you are as an individual, the better your community can be.
Somebody's got to do it.
Yeah.
You know, and like I said, if it pops in your mind, then you were chosen to do it. And that's how I see it. I have to be this way.
100%.
And unfortunately for the people who don't like it, I can't turn it off.
Yeah. So what other ventures, because I know you were doing, there was the Rumble and the Buck.
Yeah, that was awesome. Shout out to my boy Maul. I actually, there's another one.
Okay.
And for people who don't know, Rumble and the Buck is a nonprofit event that we put together on the other side of Burlington. Mostly my boy Maul. I just hosted it, but that was put together to influence the youth to put the guns down, you know, kind of just stop the negative things that are happening on that side of the world or, you know, in our town or whatever the case may be, and other places, you know. Mm. And we did so well with it that the mayor of Greensboro actually shouted it out on her Instagram.
Oh, wow.
And so now Rumble in the Buck is going to be in doing something in Greensboro in July. And I actually mm-hmm. am going to link you and Jamal up so
That'd
you know
awesome.
He can have a podcast with you.
He's another guy that's just doing a shit ton of things.
He's a great
no
guy.
No off button.
He inspires the hell out of me, man. You know, and you know, every time I see him, he's always talking about how he's inspired by me. So, you know, I just like to be, I like to surround myself with people like that. You know, it's like energy's constantly reciprocated.
Absolutely.
But yeah, I'm super inspired by Maul. If you hear this, I love you, bro. I'm inspired by you, man.
And Maul, if you're hearing this, I want you on the pod. How about that?
Get him on there. We gonna make that happen.
That would be awesome. The the reason I thought that was cool is it was just another layer I felt seeing you in doing something. Like I said, I'm always seeing you do something.
Yeah, man. I had to tap back in. That's my roots.
Are you gonna go box?
I'm not boxing. You know,
no face.
No face. I'm not much of a fighting person, you know what I'm saying? I just like to get things done.
Yeah.
You know, I talk a lot of shit. That's what I do.
That's my problem, man.
I talk a lot of shit. Nah, but yeah, I'm not much of a fighter. You know, we got enough of those around here that are willing to step in the ring and do what they got to do. So y'all don't want to see me fight and get knocked the hell out. Y'all don't want to see
Any other cool projects you got going on?
Everything I do is cool.
Easy.
Yeah, I swear, like, I'm really excited. You know, like I said, the cannabis thing I'm working on is going to be really cool. My process and leading up to what I'm doing in the fall, I'm working on another EP for the fall. I'm super excited about that, and the transition and everything that you guys are going to see with that, like how I link everything together is going to be awesome.
It's like the MCU.
Marvel, yeah, the Marvel, yes, it is. Yeah, you know, I'm constantly thinking of new things to do. Anybody who is a creative of any sort that listens to this, or business person, whatever, get at me, man. We can talk. Let's create something.
Have you gotten any ideas from people that are just kind of like off the wall, but you're intrigued by?
Oh man, yeah. Yeah, you know, Mystic Roots, those guys over at Mystic Roots.
They're immortal. I don't understand how they come up with anything.
Those guys over there at Mystic Roots.
They never stop.
Shout out to Steph and Roger. Roger's a good friend of mine. Mm-hmm. I've known him for a very long time, since we were teens. Yeah, they're always doing something that's just off the wall, but it's inspiring. Not something that I feel like I could do, mm-hmm. but I love it. You know, whatever they're doing, I'm like, hey, I'm here. Like, I support it, whatever. Absolutely. It is, you know.
It's like you've linked yourself with all the go-getters, which then feed you, and then they come back and you're like, oh, no, you're feeding me. And
yeah,
it's just
an
inner web.
You know, you want to surround yourself with people who are, you know, like-minded. They say, you know, if you have six or five people in your circle that are go-getters or millionaires or whatever, then you're going to be the sixth one, you know. So I'm kind of in that space now, and I like to surround myself with people who I feel like are super creative. Like, I see myself as creative, but I like to surround myself with people who are so far, that I think are so far beyond creative or smarter than myself or whatever. Mm-hmm. Just because I don't want to be the smartest person. They might think I'm the smartest person or the most creative person, but I like to surround myself with people who are steps ahead, and from my perception, because it always keeps me mm-hmm. pushing myself. You know,
there's a lot of those solid people around here.
Oh yes,
and that's why Burlington's going to take over the world.
I see it happening very soon, man. And if you are not a part of that wave, then I am so sorry. You can't say you haven't been warned, because Cooler Conversation has let you know
exactly. This is going to be the biggest podcast in North Carolina, y'all.
Oh, shoot. He said it. I'm going to second that. And this is going to be the most streamed episode.
That'd be dope. No, that's my manifestation.
Yeah.
That was it. I wanted to create something that was Joe Rogan-esque, but specifically niche to the area.
Got to get deep. Got to get deeper if we're going Joe Rogan.
Let me get a studio first. Let me be able to afford some good alcohol during the show.
Facts. Let's get them a sponsorship, can we?
Cannabis sponsorships.
Facts.
Some sauna.
Yes, sir.
All that shit. Yeah, we're going to get there. We're only 120 episodes in, man.
I see it.
Well, dude, this has been a cooler conversation. Yes. Where can people hit you up at?
Oh, you guys can find me on Instagram @DAP_YP. Find me on Twitter @DAPYP. You can find me on Spotify, Apple Music, whatever you listen to, @DAPYP. Go stream my new EP, Chasing Sunsets. It's out everywhere. Shout out to my girl, Jessica, because she linked me with my man right here.
That's awesome. Guys, links to everything will be in the description. Dap, thanks for being on. Guys, if you enjoyed this podcast, please share with a friend. Subscribe and rate this podcast on Apple. Follow us on Spotify. You can follow us on Instagram, on LinkedIn, all the other social platforms. It's @CoolerConversation. And as always, this podcast is the audio culmination of cool stories and the coolest people. This is Cooler Conversations. Later.